Special guest on the show is Aaron Bowers, who is originally from Saskatoon, went to high school at Aidan Bowman Collegiate, and has since gone on to become, well, one of those crazy marathon swimmers. And you've got quite a challenge ahead of you. So tell us what you're doing and why.
Yeah, so I am planning, I'm planning to attempt to swim across the English Channel in just a few days from now.
And this is a fundraising for Jumpstart?
Yeah, I've aligned my swim with a fundraiser for Jumpstart. So I've been raising money for about a year now. And hoping to get to a goal of $10,000. My swim is self-funded, but raising a lot of swimmers raise money at the same time as they're doing their training. So for me, Jumpstart was a really natural partner because, they fund activities for kids in communities, and that could be a swim club or swimming lessons. So it was sort of really near and dear to my heart.
Okay, let's dive in. Literally, how far across is the Dover?
Yeah, so from Dover to Calais, you're swimming from England to France, and it's 21 miles sort of as the crow flies, but swimmers generally swim a little bit longer than that because you don't really swim in a straight line. You swim and the tide pushes you in different directions. So I could end up actually swimming anywhere between 35 and 45 kilometers.
So how long is this going to take you?
It will take me between probably 12 and 16 hours. It really depends on the conditions of the day. You just don't know how the wind is going to impact that and the currents and waves, all of that. So, but I sort of project the speed that I swim anywhere between, 12 and 16 hours.
So how do you need some rest? Like, do they give you a life jacket?
No flotation devices are allowed. You're only allowed to have your bathing suit, cap, and goggles. And then the boat that I swim beside, somebody on the boat will throw me a bottle with my feeds in it every 35, 45 minutes. And the feeds can take no longer than about 20 seconds. So the whole point is that you keep moving because the tide can push you back and you end up losing a lot of time if you stop to chat or stop to rest. So it's pretty much a straight swim for that whole time.
I'm blown away. I'll be honest with you. I can't imagine the physical exertion for that many consecutive hours.
Yeah, you kind of get into a relaxed state where you're just swimming and your body just sort of does the work for you. And it's important to stay mentally focused on what you're doing and sort of go through different emotional phases. So there's times when you're in a lot of pain and there's other times where you're just sort of cruising. And I'm really hopeful that my body can keep it up. I've been training really hard and hopefully it will all come together on the day.
Well, I do know from my own standpoint, I would go through very emotional times where I would be crying, where I would be pleading to take me out. And I would be afraid of, are there sharks in the channel?
Well, there are sharks in the channel. They don't really bother anybody who's swimming. It's more that there are jellyfish that I'd be worried about. So those guys, when you're swimming through a pod of jellyfish, they can sting you. That can be pretty nasty, but not so much worried about sharks, more that there's, large barges and big ships in that. It's the most busy shipping lane in the world. So the captain of my boat has to navigate through all of that. So not so much worried about sharks.
Does the weather matter? Like, can this get delayed or fast track depending on how things are?
Yeah, exactly. I was actually supposed to do my swim in the end of September last year and went over to Dover, and I was there for 12 days waiting for the wind to subside so that I'd get a chance to swim, and it just didn't happen. So I was able to secure a date for this upcoming week, and the weather looks really good so far. A lot less wind in July than there is in September, and hoping that the weather cooperates because, the wind is the biggest factor in terms of whether the pilots will go out or not, because of, the wind in a skinny channel like that can have a real impact on how the boat is able to really go slowly and follow a swimmer.
Okay, you make it sound like there's a limited number of opportunities to swim the channel. You said that this date was available. There can't be that many people who want to do this.
No, there's not that many people comparatively, but the season runs from the beginning of June until the end of September. So, you know, there's a number of boats that are associated with the Channel Swimming Association groups. And so, you know, there are a few people that do it every summer. They can, there are people that do it as a solo or people that do it as a relay. So yeah, I'm hoping to be one of the successful people that actually ends up climbing onto a beach in France and being successful.
How cold is the water?
Right now, the water is between 15 and 16 degrees. So that's the temperature I've been training in. I've sort of been in the lake since the end of April. So I start getting in the open water when it's around 11 degrees. And as it warms up, I get to swim longer and longer. So I'm expecting, based on all of the data that I can see right now, it's looking between, you know, 15 and a half, 16. So that's a perfectly comfortable temperature for me.
You know, Erin, from what you're telling me, you would have been able to escape from Alcatraz. You know that.
I know. And if I ever get sent there, then, you know, I'm probably not going to be there for too long.
You'll be okay. Okay.
I think I'll be okay. Yeah.
So I think that this is just completely fascinating. And again, you have nothing but my utmost respect for, how many hours or how many days of training would you have put in before you'd ever attempt this?
Yeah, I've been training for a long time. So during the winter, I swim with the master's group in the pool. I'm swimming 5-6 days a week. And then that sort of ramps up to 6 days once the open water season begins. So yeah, lots of training, lots of hours, lots of kilometers. But it's all worth it when you get a chance to go over there and take a shot at doing something like this. So I really hope all my training comes together. I have physio that I do. I have, I go to see a masseuse because that's important for aches and pains. So just really hope that it all comes together when I get the call from the pilot that it's time to go.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best. Now, if somebody wants to show their support for you and this effort and Jumpstart, is there a website? Is there somewhere we can sign up?
Yeah, absolutely. If they Google Erin Swims the Channel, they will probably find my Jumpstart page. So I do have a fundraising page. My Facebook profile, which is just Erin Bowers, is also public. So people can find me there. And there's lots of posts there about my fundraiser. And I have a website, which is called openwaterlife.com. And all the links to my fundraiser and the tracker that will, you know, people can follow me on the day of the swim. So, yeah, lots of places to follow me. And any donations are really gratefully appreciated. And it's exciting to get to do this and to partner with somebody as awesome as Canadian Tire Jumpstart Children's Charities.
Good deal. And just to throw this out there, and I know that Google corrects, but your first name is spelled slightly unusual, so don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. It's A-E-R-I-N. Correct?
That's right.
All right.
That's right, yeah. And Bowers is B-O-W-E-R-S.
Hey, Erin, all the best to you. Like I said, nothing but admiration for what you're about to undertake. I don't understand it, but I appreciate it, and I wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you. I'm going to do my best.